this is your transition magician. I forgot for a second. And I'm here with Christopher, the Catabolic co-host, and we just had Lisa Rush, one of our librarians, walk in. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thank you for getting over here. I like your hair. It's looking good. You got it cut.
Yes, I did. Got it all chopped off, so it looks good.
Yeah.
Something for the summer.
Yeah. Speaking of which, you have a lot of new things. This summer at your library looks a whole lot different.
It sure does. We are both into our, we're in both of our buildings, our Aspen Drive in Vernon Hills, and our Cook site opened in January in Libertyville. And the people that have been coming in, they love it all. The space, the lights, the collection, they love it all.
Yeah. Are you guys putting the Chris painting up on the wall?
I heard you guys talking about that, but I haven't seen that. It's going to have to be something I'm going to want to see.
Oh, yes. You're going to want to see it.
There you go.
Oh, that's lovely. Isn't that just lovely?
Don't you think that that would look nice right there in the center of
Sure.
Isn't that the spitting image of me?
Yeah. You must have lost weight and cut your hair since the photo.
Yeah, this was just 2 weeks ago.
That's just an exciting photo. those photos that they show of people shopping at a certain store all the time.
People of Walmart. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's one of his goals.
Every time I go there, I go, okay, make sure that nothing's sticking out because I don't want anybody taking any candid shots of me.
Yeah, well, and we were just talking about, aging gracefully and what you can do when you get, and, I'm 46, I think, and I, I'm wearing sleeveless, and a skirt. And yeah. I when I turn 60, I don't want to have to stop doing that.
Some of things. Yeah, there's some things you can do, and there's other things you can't. I just recently saw a picture of Susan Lucci in a bikini. Yes, she looks good for being a 60-plus-something old woman, but I think at that age, the bikini needs to go.
Yeah, I'm thinking there are some things, like, who's going to wear, a short skirt? Leather miniskirt when you're 60.
Some celebs doing it, so some of them can get away with it, but it's just, yeah, leather ones got to go.
Yeah. Chris, are you into leather miniskirts yourself?
Because I was listening about this whole RuPaul thing.
Oh. I said that, she's giving me a RuPaul reputation.
She is. I heard that. So, yeah. She is with the leather miniskirts.
I think she's out to destroy me.
No. Is this that paranoia complex from earlier in the show?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think we should have George weigh in on that one.
Well, now, we're not even going to get started on George. No.
He's not too happy. Although the camouflage Cubs shirt is kind of working today. Kind of camouflaged being a Cubs fan today after the loss yesterday.
Oh, there you go. Is that really? Wow. So they lost yesterday?
I was at the game. Got to go for Mother's Day. Took the family and we watched the Cubs game. And they blew two. Let's put it two. Where they could have...
Not one, but two.
Two potential grand slams to even score. It was bad.
And where was Steve? Well, and we gave our roving reporter the day off.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. And so, Chris, do you think there would have been a possibility that he would have been flying over that game?
I will check.
Okay. You might want to, if you can get the picture.
You and all the birds.
Post it. Go ahead and post it on Facebook Life Out, because sometimes Steve wants to work harder than we kind of ask him, and so he will fly over places so tell us, now that we need to get back on task, because you rushed over
issues.
Here today, talk about the library and
well, one of the great things that we have at the Cook Park site in Libertyville is a drive-up window. So if you put something on hold and you select that it can be picked up at the drive-up window, and you just drive through, and we get your things right off the shelf. The only thing we won't do is if it's already on the shelf, like inside the building, we're not going to be moving it over to the window, because we'd be doing that all day.
Right.
So you have to select that that's where you want it to go. And people seem to love it. A couple of people have gone, can I have fries with that? But, you know.
Of course. You're going to hear that one a couple hundred times now.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, but the Cook Park site is just looking great. And our programs that we have coming up are just, they're just amazing. We have so many great programs coming up at both sites. So
Any like Photoshop programs or modeling programs?
We actually just did one of those. So next time I'll have to learn how to find that photo, which I'm sure it won't be too difficult, and superimpose your face on there.
That's our Reverend Reporter Steve flying over the Salvation Army fire last week.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And he was also at the royal wedding.
Was he at the royal wedding?
Yeah, he was there, and where Dennis, the guy that we're looking for all the time, that's where he was.
I see.
He got thrown out of the royal wedding, and then he ended up going to Osama's funeral.
Yes,
did he?
All
see,
the same day.
There's Dennis.
Oh, there it is. That's funny. Sneak it in.
Yeah, that's right. Look, this is one of those pictures you have to go to Facebook and do a search for Life Outside the Box. It's a picture we really can't describe on the air.
Right.
Yeah, that is true, because I think I have seen more comments about that particular photo than any.
Yeah, and Dennis was there.
To watch the whole entire...
Yeah, and it wasn't what everyone thinks it was.
No, it wasn't.
I even close. Because
I watched it, and that's not what she was doing.
No. they waited till later.
Well, that's good to know, because I'm like, man, I should have stayed up and watched that.
No, she dropped something. All right, would you like to hear about some of the programs that we have coming up?
Are they as exciting as all this, Lisa?
Oh, we can try to make them exciting.
Okay. We're all over it.
You're all over it. All right. All right, we have them going on at both places, so I'll go kind of in order. Tomorrow night, between 6:30 and 8:30, please let there be a clear sky, because we're having Moon Over Aspen, where you can... See, I'm sticking with the theme. here.
Think about what you just said, Lisa.
Moon Over Aspen, there we go. But this is actually a we're going to look at the moon in the sky. With wonderful telescopes brought out by the Astronomy Organization. I'm not quite sure what the name of it is, but they're coming out and going to be having big telescopes out. But call the library if you have any questions, 847-362-2330.
And let me know if you find the aliens that abducted me.
That abducted you? Yeah. All right. And then if you need, now this is something you're probably going to need, Chris, because that will be Wednesday for the teens, although you could try to sneak in with the teens. There's yoga with Rob, and that can release some of these, you know, things that you have going on there.
Oh, I'm all about yoga.
Yoga can release a lot.
Yes, it can. I just started yoga. I really, really like it.
It's awesome. It's so good for you.
Yeah, I just realized while doing yoga that, A, I'm not very coordinated, and I'm definitely not balanced. So I'm working on those right now.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere.
Got to start somewhere, exactly. And if the yoga with Rob isn't something you want, then that night, between 7 and 8 p.m., we have Wii video games for the tweens at Cook Park. This is for all those oldies but goodies who remember Clark Weber on the radio.
Yes. George remembers him.
George is that old. George is that old.
It says between 1955 and 75, and I was going, okay, I was, I was.
George interviewed Clark Weber.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
All right. Well, Clark Weber is going to be doing a presentation at our Aspen location on May 12th between 7 and 8 p.m., and then May 17th, plantation living. Somebody's going to come in and show a whole bunch of different slides and show you what it's like to, you know, live on a plantation and be that Southern gal just sitting back. So that'll be fun. May 19th, we have eBay buying and selling. Perhaps you can sell your photo there.
Oh, he's
learn how to sell that.
If you go into any Target or CVS, those cards are everywhere.
Are they?
Oh, seriously.
That's just a lovely one.
Oh, yeah. All people right. love getting that one.
Okay, May 27th, this is going to be fun. We have an after-hours finals cafe, because in Libertyville, and this is going to be at our Cook Park site, I believe if you are, if you're going to Vernon Hills High School or Vernon Hills or Cook Park Cook, what do they call it? Libertyville High School or even Carmel High School. We are having an after-hours finals cafe between 6 and 10 p.m. so you can cram for your finals. And we will be serving sandwiches, pizza, and soda. So give the library a call if you want to sign up for that. And here's something else for you, Chris, to see if there's any other type of people like that in your past. We have a genealogy networking group on June 2nd between 7 and 8:30 p.m. at Cook Park. And that's always a fun one. People are really digging in. And, you know, it's a group who are really into doing their genealogy, you know, their family trees and all that. And the resources that we have at the library are just amazing. So those are the programs we have going on. I don't know if they're quite as exciting as your, you know, your photo. But that's what we have going on. But, I mean, the library is just booming. We've got, now that we are back downtown, we have access to the park, and we're going to have a little reading garden that we're going to start, so you can go outside and read a book. So,
well, and Chris, I mean, I'm wondering if you did an appearance over there. That might draw some crowds.
Boost the patrons coming in. I think that would
work. Or it might have just the opposite effect.
You think? I don't know. Leather mini skirt. Bikini top. Oh, my gosh. I'm going on the RuPaul thing now, too.
Chris, you're in. I mean.
I guess.
What's not to love about that?
There you go. That's exactly it. But those are the programs that we have going on at the library, and there's always more going on. Our new brochure will come out probably mid-May. So give us a call after that, or you can go on our website at www.cooklib.org, and you can check that out to see our new programs that we'll be having out as well. That's it. That's pretty much all that's going on at the library. People coming in, checking books out. You can definitely tell it's getting to be towards that whole research paper due very soon kind of thing, because kids are really coming in and using the teen area and the teen resources that we have, and getting all their research paper and all their final papers done.
Wow, very cool. Chris, did you ever finish your finals?
my finals? No. I didn't make it that far.
Uh-oh.
I thought you, on your application, you said you had a college degree.
No. what application do you speak of?
Well, the one
for WRR.
Yeah,
you're gonna get me in trouble with Bish.
Oh man,
Bish
I'm sorry.
Is a nice guy. He won't get you in trouble. So
that picture will get you in more trouble
there
in
you
more
go.
Places.
Exactly. Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, inappropriate uses for Facebook.
There's one.
I think that the whole teen era has you beat on that one.
Oh,
some of the
yeah.
things that they put up there.
Yeah, that's what we talked about the first part of the show.
Really? Yeah, what's your big pet peeve on Facebook? Do you have any, or are you?
My big pet peeve, let's see. Well, my son has banned me from his Facebook page.
So really?
My 20-year-old son. Who happens to be out there, sitting there, listening to this.
Why did he ban you?
Because he didn't like me looking at what he was posting and pictures. And I mean, not that anything is, I believe, is, you know, over the top inappropriate, but I told him he's got to start scaling that back. So as soon as I told him that, I was cut off as a friend.
Ooh.
We should. He's out in the lobby?
Yeah, he is.
Oh.
As well.
Really?
Yes,
I think we should bring him in here.
I'm going to bring Christopher and he's going to be running for the door in a couple of seconds. Let's see. My biggest pet peeve, I mean, I like when people put, like, you know, happenings going on. For Mother's Day, one of my favorite things that everybody was doing was changing their profile picture to their mom's picture. And I thought that was really touching.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked that. But I don't like when people going, having tacos for dinner. Okay. Isn't that more for...
You know what I did? Because I just got this new Android phone.
Okay.
And I'm like, ooh, cool. I can start checking in places. I started doing that for
the
a few days.
Yeah.
So, of course, I couldn't help myself. Went to bed one night. I checked in bed.
And then
I tagged April as being with me, my wife. And of course, she was still in the office working at the time.
Uh-huh.
And some people liked the post, and somebody said TMI, and then April goes, "You wish." It was funny, it says, I was sitting there, I'm like, tag friends that are with you. I'm like, oh, this is cool. Okay, April. Ooh, who else can I tag as being here with me? So I was going to start tagging a bunch of her friends as being there, too.
That would be funny.
I couldn't bring myself to do it.
That is too funny, yeah. But my my younger son, who's on Facebook, if he bans me, he loses his Facebook privileges. But I don't know. I don't think the kids are really... Sometimes they give out a little bit too much information about themselves. So that's what I try to hold off on the younger one. So, but... Pet peeves on Facebook.
Hmm. One of my coworkers' sons. Well, both of his sons are on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when they post something on Facebook, I'll see it come up on my phone, and we'll be at work. And I'll tell him, okay, Jerome, yep, it looks like he posted this, and he posted that. And he's like, okay, go on there and say your dad says. Because his one son was always posting on there, always posting on Facebook, I'm bored,
yeah.
And
that one just drives me crazy.
So he goes on there one day, because I saw it when it came up. I was at home, and he goes, so get off Facebook and do something like help wash the dishes or mow the lawn or something like that. And yeah. I was just laughing.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
it's the truth. Well, yeah, that's one that it's like, well, if you're bored, get off Facebook and go do something else.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. That's yeah. Another one. Little minor things like I'm bored, I'm eating breakfast, you know. I don't care. You know, maybe something big that's going on, but those are the two major ones that I don't like. But my husband has it, and he only posts every now and then. And when he posts, because he only does it every now and then, people like respond to him. So I think if you don't post as much, then people respond to you more, because he posted something the other day and he says, oh my gosh, like 8 people responded to this. And I says, that's because you never ever say anything.
Christopher,
I could take a lesson from that.
I post a little bit too much too.
Yeah. Well, what I do is when I'm doing research for stories that I'm going to bring in here, I'll post the links on Facebook. And it's part of it is it's kind of a bookmark for me.
That's good.
And then I'll go on, there's a site called fmylife.com. Yeah. Have you seen that one?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll find funny ones on there. I'll post like 10 in a day, and my wife will always be like, are you posting from there again?
There's an attorney friend of mine that he posts. He comes up with these little quips, and they're just the funniest things, and they're just off the top of his head. And those things I like. Those are fun when you read those, because, you know, you need a chuckle. A chuckle a day is a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, we get a lot of them around here.
I see that. You guys are having a great time in here.
Yeah.
All right.
So, wow. Well, so anything else you want to share about the library? Or
about the library.
Happened?
Let's see. What's happening? At the library? Let's see. No, we just were, I mean, and the other thing that we have at, oh, you know what I should mention? Aspen has every Monday between 2:30 and 4:30. That's our Vernon Hills location. And they're located right by a bunch of schools. Between 2:30 and 4:30, the Homework Cafe is opened up. And that's when they open up the big room with tables, and then you can go in there and do your homework nice and quiet. So the next time we come back, we'll be able to talk about the summer reading club, and that's always a fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That's my
favorite. Did you get
part.
Your corner office? Or?
Sort of.
Come on, we tried.
I know
the windows.
You tried.
And...
Yeah, well, I do have windows, and I do have, it is in a corner. But it's a nice big space, so. I am the voice you hear when you call the library, too, so it works out really well. So.
Wow, and you can go on Facebook when you're at the library.
Yes, you can, because we have a Facebook page, too. We do.
You know, I was just thinking.
Uh-oh.
Because we're going to start calling Dennis up every week to ask him where he's at.
That,
we got to do Where's Lisa?
Oh, boy.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Where's Lisa? Well, yeah.
Where are you? Who is this?
Lisa's at the library. Or Lisa could be at the township, too. So there you go. Or running the soccer organization. But, yeah, that's what we do. All right. Sounds like fun you guys are having in here.
Yeah, we try.
All
we're
right,
gonna go
so
to a
let's,
quick...
let's bring your son in here.
Oh,
no. I think we're going to go to a quick song, and then we'll be right back.